Today we're going to learn Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph of Masechta Sukkah. We are on the last Daf of the Masechta. So here we are, Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We are up to Ba'atzeres Omer Lo Heilach. So the Gemara is going to bring the following discussion. We had mentioned in the Mishnah that when a person makes a sukkah, he says Shechianu, and when he enters the sukkah the first time to sit in it, he says a bracha leisha b'sukkah. If he did not say a Shechianu when he built the sukkah, because it was, let's say, already built, when he goes into the sukkah the first time, he's going to say two brachos. As a machlokas amarayim, when he says those two brachos of Shechianu and leisha b'sukkah, which one comes first? Itmar, Rav Amar, Sukkah v'achar kach zman, Rav Baruchano Amar, Zman v'achar kach Sukkah. So Rav says, Leishev first, then Shechianu. Rav Baruchano says, no, Shechianu first, then Leishev. Rav Amar, Sukkah v'achar kach zman, Chuyiv v'diyom ha'adif. Rav says, first you make the bracha on of Leishev, because that's the Chuyiv of today, and therefore that takes precedence. Rav Baruchano Amar, Zman v'achar kach Sukkah, Tad v'shein tad kodem. And Rav Baruchano disagrees, because Shechianu is more tad, or comes up more frequently, and that's the general rule. When you have two things to do, you go with that which is more tadir first. So says the Gemara, Lema Rav Varaba Barbachana Bepluta de Beisham Beisil Kamiflagi. This seems to be the same machlokas that Beisham and Beisil have, meaning, and that would be unusual because you would imagine that everyone would pass on like the Beisil. You wouldn't have a machlokas Amorayim that mirrors a machlokas between Beisham and the Beisil. The Tan Rabban, because you have a Bryce that says as follows, Dvarim Shabain Beisham and Beisil. That there are certain halachos that Beisham Beisil disagree with each other about with regard to Su'udah. Beisham Omrim Mevarich Alayom V'achar Kach Mevarich Alayayin. Beisham says you say the bracha of Kiddush Hayom and then you say the Bar Piyagafen. Beisil Omrim Mevarich Alayayin V'achar Kach Mevarich Alayom. You say the Bar Piyagafen and then you say the bracha of Kiddush Hayom. Beisham Omrim Mevarich Alayom V'achar Kach Mevarich Alayayin. Why does Beisham say you say the bracha of Kiddush Hayom first and then Bar Piyagafen? Shayom Gorim Li. It's the day that causes the wine to come, meaning because you have to say Kiddush, that's why you're drinking the wine. So therefore you say the bracha of the Yom, which is the cause of the wine in the first place. And another reason, the day has become holy before you ever brought wine in front of you. So the Kiddush Sayom comes first. Beisil says, no, it's just the opposite. You mvarich al yayin and then the Yom. Why? It's only because you have wine that you're able to say Kiddush al Kos. Dover Acher, or another reason, Birchas Hayayin Tadira u Birchas Hayom Eina Tadira. Bar Priyagafen is Tadir. The Kiddush of the Yom is not Tadir. It's less common. Tadir Shein Tadir, Tadir Kodim. And that's the rule. That which is more Tadir comes first. Ooh, so it comes out, Lema Rav Damar Kabe Shamai. That Rav, who says that the Brach of Leisha Besukah comes before the Shechianu, that's because the chiyuv of the yom is greater than that which is tadir, meaning he's willing to give tadir a back seat. And Beishamai, so Rav holds like Beishamai that even though you say that because Beishamai also said the bracha of Kiddush Hayom is before the bracha of Yayin, even though the bracha of Yayin is Tadir. Rabbi Ruchanu said that the bracha of Shechianu comes before the Leishev Basuka, because you always go with Tadir, assumes like the Beis Hillel, that the Birch Sayayin comes before the Birch Sayom, because you always go with Tadir. So says Gemara, no, it's not necessarily that they're arguing in that machlokas. Rav says, I'm not passing like Beis Shammai. I could say that the bracha of Sukkah comes before the bracha of Shechianu, even according to Beis Hillel, who would put the bracha of Bar Piyagafen before the Kiddush Hayom. Because at Kalokar Beis Hillel Hasam, the only reason Beis Hillel says that the bracha of Bar Piyagafen comes before the Kiddush Hayom, El Shayayin Gorm, the Kiddush Shtamar, it's because of the other reason that the wine causes Kiddush to be said, and had it not been for that, Beis Hillel would have been makdim the Birchas Hayom, because it's that's a greater chiyuv than Tadir. Aval Hacha, but by the Shechianu and the Leisha Basuka, you don't have any additional reason. Ilav Zman, Milo Amrin and Sukkah. If not for the Birchas Zman, we wouldn't say the Bracha and Sukkah. Meaning, there's no the Milo Amrin and Sukkah. Would you not say the Bracha and Sukkah? The Bracha of Shechianu is not Goreim the Bracha and Sukkah. By every day of Sukkah, you say the Bracha and Sukkah, even though you don't say a Shechianu. So you see that they're not necessarily linked. One is not the cause of the other, and therefore the bracha of sukkah comes first because the chiyuv hayom is adif. And on the flip side, Rabbi Aruchana says, I know the kash is not really on me, and I'm just passing like the Beis Hillel, but you should know I'm not even passing like the Beis Hillel. I would say that even the Beis Shammai would agree to me, that even Beis Shammai, who says that you say the Birch Sayom first, the reason Beis Shammai puts the Birch Sayom first is because the day is what causes you to have wine. Aval Hacha, but over here by Sukkah, you don't have any such Svara. Ilav Sukkah, Milo Amrin and Zman, without Yeshiva B'Sukkah, wouldn't you say a Shechianu anyway? Because it's a Yontif. So you say, let's say someone is Holchei Derech, he's Potter from Sukkah. He still says a Shechianu. So the two are not related to each other. So main point number one, we have a Machlokas where the Shechianu or the Leishev comes first. Do we say Chovid Yoma is better or Tadir is better? And the halacha is that it's Sukkah v'achar kach zman. And then main point number two is that everybody could agree with Beis Hillel that wine comes before the Birch Sayom. But Rav would say Sukkah is different because you would say Sukkah even without a Shechianu. And main point number three, Rav Baruchana could even agree with Beis Shammai, but over here we would say Shechianu even without a Sukkah. Good. So now the Gemara asks from our Mishnah on Rav Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, Ba'atzeres, Omerlo, Helach Matzah, Helach Chametz, that when Atzeres is Chal on Shabbos, they would divide the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei Alechem, and when they give to the Kohen, they would to the Lechem Apanim, they would say, here's your Matzah, and they would give the Shtei Alechem, they would say, here's your Chametz. So it sounds like they would divide up the Lechem Apanim before the Shtei Alechem. But the Shtei Alechem is the real Chovas Hayom of Shavuos, Umatzah Tafel. The Lechem Apanim is not really related to the Chovas Hayom of Shavuos. That's every single week that when they would remove the Lechem Apanim from the Shulchan, they would divide it up. So, V'katani, Helech Matzah V'Helech Chametz, and yet still the Matzah comes first. Why? Must be because the Matzah, meaning the Lechem Apanim, is more Tadir. Ooh, so that's a Raya to Rabbi Bar Bechana, that Tadir carries the day. Tiyufta de Rav, and that's a Tiyufta on Rav. Gemara says not necessarily. Amalach Rav Tanayi. Rav might say that this is Machlokas Tanayim. Titanya, because we have a Braisa, Helech Matzah Helech Chametz, Abba Shaul Omer, Helech Chametz Helech Matzah, that it's a Machlokas Tanayim, which one was given out first? Is it Helech Matzah Helech Chametz or Helech Chametz Helech Matzah? According to Abba Shaul, Chametz is first, we give out the Shtei Alechem first because that's the Ikar Chovas Hayom. So Abba Shaul would hold the Chovas Hayom is a greater consideration than the Tadir. And Rav would say, I hold like Abba Shaul that the Chiyuv Hayom is greater than the Tadir, and that's why you say the Bracha of Leishev Sukkah before you say the Shechianu. So how do we pass? In Darsh Rav Nachman Rav Chisda lo k'divrei Rav damar Sukkah v'achar kach zman, el zman v'achar kach Sukkah. Not like Rav says that Leishev and then Shechianu, but rather Shechianu than Leishev. Rav Shesh b'ed Ravidi amar Sukkah v'achar kach zman, that it's Leishev and then Shechianu, v'hilchsa Sukkah v'achar kach zman. And the halach is like Rav, that it's Sukkah and then a Shechianu. Main point number four, giving the Lechem Apanim first before the Shtei Alechem would be because it's Tadir, taking precedence over the primary Chovas Hayom, whereas the Shita that says you give the Shtei Alechem would say Chovas Hayom is primary over that which is Tadir. Good. Now the Mishnah had said, Mishmar Shazmanu Kavua, the Mishmar whose turn it was to bring the Karbanos that week would bring the Tmidim, the Nedarim, the Nedavos, Ushar Karbanos Tzibur. So Gemara says, Lasuyemai, what's the Tana coming to add when he says Shar Karbanos Tzibur? It already listed the Tmidim, the Nedarim, the Nedavos. So Lasuyay Par Helim Davar Shal Tzibur, Asiri Evel Dzkhavim. If let's say there was a Bezin made a mistaken psak and it caused people to violate an Avera that if you violate Bemezi Jechayev Karis, Peshogi Jechayev Chatas, so the Bezin needs to bring a parhel and Dover Shal Tzibur as a kapara. Or the Bezin gave a mistaken psak that caused people to do Avel Dezara, so they have to bring a Seir for a kapara. Those karbanos are brought by the Mishmar whose turn it was that week. And then the Mishnah also said, Vuhu Makrevis Akol, the Mishmar that's that's kavua brings everything. Lasuye mai. What do you mean? What are you adding when you say they bring everything? Lasuye kayitz hamizbeach. If the mizbeach was ever empty, they would just bring random karbanos to keep the mizbeach busy, like the desserts of the mizbeach that was brought by the mishmar. That was mano kavua. Now a new mishnah. Says the mishnah. We had learned previously that on Shabbos, in the middle of Sukkot, all the Mishmaros would divide up the Lechem Hapanim evenly. So our Mishnah is going to explain how they were divided on Shabbos that's close to Sukkot. Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos, Bein Milvana Bein Milachreha, whether the Yom Tov, the last day, falls out on Erev Shabbos, or whether the first day falls out on Sunday, the Shabbos that either comes the day before Yom Tov starts or the day after Yom Tov ends, Hayukal Mishmaros Shavos B'chiluk Lechem Hapanim, they also would divide up the Lechem Hapanim evenly amongst all the Mishmaros. The reason is Yom Tov, if the last day falls out on Erev Shabbos, so Shabbos is the day after Yom Tov, Kohanim are not able to get back home until after Shabbos. And if the first day of Yom Tov is on a Sunday, they're going to have to come before Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash. So they're misaked that they divide up the Lechem Hapanim evenly. But Chalios Yom Echad LaHafsik B'Netayim, if there's a one day lag in between Yom Tov and Shabbos, Mishmar Shazmano Kavua Hayenotel Eser Chalos, the Mishmar whose turn it was that week would take 10 of the 12 Lechem Hapanim Vamisakiv Notel Shtayim, and the other Mishmaros that are there, that are around, would take the other two. Once we talk about the dividing of Lechem Hapanim around Sukkot time, the Mishnah brings what the normal Chalukah of Lechem Hapanim looked like. Ubishar Yimos Hashana, in the rest of the days of the year, Hanichnas Notel Sheish, Ayotze Notel Sheish, the incoming Mishmar would take half of the Lechem Hapanim, 6, and the outgoing Mishmar would take the other 6. Rabbi Yudomer, Hanichnas Notel Sheva, Ayotze Notel Chamesh, that the incoming Mishmar would take 7, the outgoing Mishmar would only take 5. Hanichnasin Cholkin Batzafon, the incoming Mishmar would divide their chelek in the north of the Azara in order that everyone should see that they are the Nichnasin, because the Tzafon is the Iker. The Torah says that's where we shecht kachay kachim. Vayotzin, and those who are on their way out, Bedarim would divide it up in the south of the Azara, so everyone should see that they're leaving, and that's why they're not in the primary place. Bilga, the family of Bilga, the Mishmar of Bilga, Liolam Chalekas Bedarim, always divides Lechem Hapanim in the south. Vitabata, and another thing about Bilga that they were punished with, their ring that would hold down the neck of the animal but at the time of Shechita, Kavua, was closed, was immovable. The Chalona, Stuma, and it's their cubby where they would keep their Shechita knives and things, was also locked up, it was closed up. So those were the three punishments of the family of Bilga, and we'll see in the Gemara why that was. But let's do main points over here. Main point number 5, the division of Lechem Hapanim breaks down as follows. Yom Tov right near Shabbos, all the Mishmaros are equal. If there's a hefsik of one day, the current Mishmar gets 10 and the other Mishmar gets 2. Throughout the rest of the year, it's either 6 and 6 or 7 for the incoming, 5 for the outgoing. And then the last main point about Bilga, 3 things about Bilga. They always divide the Lechem Hapanim in the Darom. Their ring is immovable and their cubby is locked. Chalona Stuma. Let's just finish the Amud over here. The Mishnah had said that when Yom Tov falls out and starts on a Sunday or finishes on a Friday, all the Mishmaros would divide evenly. What does Lefana and Lachareh mean? Ilem Lefana Yom Tov Rishon. If Lefana means that the first day of Yom Tov is before Shabbos, is on Erev Shabbos, Lachareh Yom Tov Achron. And Lachareh means that the Shmini Atzeres is after Shabbos, meaning on Sunday. So the Shabbos that's Samuch, which is Shabbos Chol HaMoed, is in the Chag. Hainu Shabbos Shebetoch HaChag. Then that would mean the same thing as the Shabbos that's within the Chag. Ela Lefaneha Yom Tov Achron. Now Lefaneha means that the last day of Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos. Lachareh Yom Tov Rishon. Lachareh means that the first day of Yom Tov is on Sunday. So my time, why is it that they were divided evenly in such a case? Kivan Dahani Mekadmi Vahani Ma'achari Tiknu Rabbanu Milsa Kiyechi Dinech L'Bahadei Adon. So since the people had no choice but to be there for that Shabbos, because there was no time to travel in between, so they made a takana that there shouldn't be any sort of machlokas, that everyone will be able to divide things evenly. And that was the most equitable way of dividing it up, of distributing the Lechem Hapanim for that year. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Chal Yomecha, the last three words of the page on Nun Vav Amud Aleph.